This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old-time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer, Viva La Reich, starring Autumn Reeser as Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer, featuring Annie Savage as Agent Abby Adams, Busy Phillips as Joan of Arc, and Andy Daly as Nazi Otto Drunk. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra.
Patriot Brand Cigarettes is pleased to present the high-flying adventures of Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer.
News on parade! Dateline, the wild blue yonder! The question on everyone's lips, whatever happened to Amelia Earhart? The answer in nobody's ears. In 1938, America's soaring sweetheart faked a disappearance at sea to serve in the American Victory Commission's covert division as their top-secret one-woman air force. Now, via classified chronotechnology, Amelia Earhart, the Fearless Flyer, traverses time in a Lockheed Electra in the name of truth, liberty, and the American way.
Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer, flies where other flyers dare and dare. Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer, up where there's adventure in the air. In the wild blue yonder o'er the clouds of history, she fights the righteous fight and flies us right to victory. Freedom's flag will fly forever.
Clear. Is that you, Abby?
Naked Agent Adams over the tin cans.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you? If it's R&R you're after, say the word. I'll fly us to a beach full of fruity rum drinks far away from all this war.
Huh. This isn't a social call, dammit. Hitler's krauts are using corona technology to traverse time and change history.
Huh. Well, I guess it's all business then. Where am I headed, ma'am?
The Chronological Intelligence Bureau has detected an Axis breach in 15th century France.
Preparing to activate Time Hole.
Amelia! Wait.
Yes? Agent Adams.
Just be careful.
I always am, Abs.
Dateline, France! The distant past! Joan of Arc enjoys an audience with the Lord, possesses superior swordsmanship, and faces an angry citizenry attempting immolation!
Well, God, here come the gents with the torches. I've talked to you so many times. I look forward to finally meeting you face to face. God? God? What in the name of you is that?
Joan of Arc?
You're looking at her.
Well, come with me if you want to live.
I do.
Well, then come with me. Upsie daisy.
We made it.
Ooh. Those Pierres nearly smoked us like a pair of Patriot brand cigarettes.
You really catch your rescue's claws, don't you?
Well, I only just got the time coordinates. Now, what's the rumpus?
Nazis have taken the Notre Dame Cathedral. God thinks they're planning something. Mm.
Well, just point me towards it, and you, me, and God will wreck their plans.
What do you propose?
Well, we start with a little precision bombing, and then we find a winery and celebrate. Have they invented dancing yet? Because nothing makes me feel like doing the jitterbug like bombing the Nazis out of a century.
Well, you can't just bomb the cathedral.
I can make another one.
Notre Dame Cathedral has a rich history yet to come.
Is this sentimental Joan of Arc the one who led armies to victory in the Hundred Years' War?
And is this the Amelia Earhart who received paradox training from General Washington himself?
I like your moxie, kid. All right, for you, we go with Plan B.
What's Plan B?
Your sword, my gun, we nix the Nazis face to face. So, downsy daisy. Great Scott! This place is lousy with Nazis. First, we infiltrate.
That does not sound... What is the word for when you use your sword a lot on Nazis? Violent. It does not sound violent enough.
No, it's plenty violent. Okay, see, what we do is we sneak up behind two soldiers of about our size, those two slight fellas over there. Mm. And then we take them out, we take their uniforms, and we sneak in.
Take you out!
You decapitated them.
Ta-da.
No, not ta-da. Unconscious, that would have been fine.
This is better, no?
No. See, Nazis, they have high collars, which you nicked when you cut off these two fellas' heads.
Well, maybe nobody will notice.
Joni, if there's one group of people who are sticklers for fastidiousness, it's Nazis.
Oh, you are not just whistling Frere Jacques.
Oh, look, 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 two more. Try again. Okay, you don't have to decapitate everyone.
I don't not have to.
Well, at least the collars are good, see? I hope these uniforms fit. Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. The neckline works. It's not too bosomy. Let me see the keister. Aces. Scowl for me. Good, yeah, okay, keep that. Now let's see what the Nazis are doing in Notre Dame.
Attention, everyone! Attention! Hi! Well, I'm looking around. I know most of you, but there are some new faces. So for those of you just joining us, I'm Commandant Otto Drongt, Heil Hitler. And yes, I am a brain in a jar. I got used to it, and so will you, right, Rolf?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. You new people, I want to tell you, today you find yourselves in excellent company. We started out as just a small little unit, remember? There were only 9 of us. And yet we managed to procure the Sankra stones. No easy feat. Back me up, Rolf.
Yeah, mein Commandant.
Yeah, we nearly doubled in size for the next stage of the operation, but it was Rolf who single-handedly got the blood of Kali. Great stuff.
That, I was just following orders.
Yeah. That's a two-way street, my friend. Now, I know what you're thinking. Get to the point, Drongt. Okay. Well, this is the point. Individually, we're all cogs in the machine. But we of the Zeitkracher Brigade will be remembered for being the ones who led the ultimate blitzkrieg in the most unexpected of places. 15th century France.
Yeah. Not if I can help it.
What was that? Did somebody say something in the back? Speak up, I value your voices.
I said, let me know if I can help it. By which I mean the blitzkrieg, which you are doing.
Yeah. Caught up in the oratory. It happens. Yeah. I was just wrapping up anyway. Before we get out there and lay siege to this peaceful land, I am told our Oberst, Hansel Greif, has some encouragement. Oberst Greif? The floor is yours, Oberst Greif? Hansel? Okay, everyone, look at your uniform. Whomever has the largest Iron Cross insignia, that makes you the Oberst.
Joni, tell me the Iron Cross I'm wearing isn't the biggest one.
Knock them dead, Oberst.
All right. First off, hi, Hitler. Second, keep up the good work. Way to aid in the oppression of the good old US of A. Okay, back to it.
Colonel Greif, their troops may need a bit more than that.
How's that?
You know, something to stir the national spirit, you know, like the Führer did at Reichstag that time.
Really good job. Go Nazis!
So, you know, like maybe mention the Alps, right? Not the Swiss ones, though.
Webster's dictionary defines democracy as...
Listen, you can do better than that. Talk from here. You're Heartwaffe.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay, Mom's apple pie. Nope, nope. More like Mom's apple strudel. And Uncle Sam, Come on, that beard, what's he hiding? Who's with me?
Imposter! Imposter!
What? Gerhard, is that you?
Commandant, this is not the Oberst.
Look, Gerhard, I value your input, but this is a serious accusation.
Yeah, that's a good point, Drunk.
That said, this is Gerhard.
Do something, Oberst.
Think, Erhard, think. Light bulb! I'm not the imposter. That guy's the imposter. Get him!
What, bitch? Stop! Stop getting me! It's me! It's Gerhard!
Now that is just what an imposter would say. Hi, Hitler.
What? Did he just say hi, Hitler? No, it's Heil! It's Heil, you imposter!
What? What does that even... Heil? Is it German or something?
Okay, yeah, I'm beginning to think you are an imposter.
Thank you.
Guard, secure the imposter!
Guard, help me to secure the guards.
Rolf! You killed Rolf Friedrich! And now his cousins, Jonas and Nicholas, stop killing the Freilich family! Who is this cutting down his countrymen with a long sword?
Another imposter, General.
Yes, obviously. But who? His cap has fallen along with the Freilichs. Why, that's not a him at all. That's Joan of Arc!
You bet your jar it is, you lousy German brain. And she ain't alone.
Oh! I smell schnitzel.
Gerhard! Emilia Earhart, fearless flyer, it will give me great pleasure to kill you, for I too am not alone.
Oh, yeah, your army? Joan's already cutting it to shreds. And I figure if I kill the brain, the body won't stand a chance. Say a Wiedersehen, Drunkt.
You misunderstand, Fräulein. Joan of Arc, look out the portico to your right. That panzer tank is captained by the last remaining Freilich, Jan. I expect he cannot wait to make you the martyr you were supposed to be today. Now, drop your sword.
No, you, Drunkt, drop your tank.
Bulletproof jar. What did you think? I come to conquer France as fragile as a container of olives? Far from it. Observe.
Robot spider legs.
Yeah, fast ones too, wouldn't you say?
My piece.
Now I hold all the cards. The gun of hearts, the tank of diamonds.
I swear on my distinguished flying cross, which I was the first woman to receive, that you won't win this day, Drunkt.
But the cards! I hold them, I just told you!
Joan of Arc versus a tank. One tank. It's no contest. Get him, Joanie.
Come on, good. Let's kill a tank.
She's rushing right at it. No, don't do that. He can no longer hit her from so close. What is she doing now?
Oh. Ow. She's on top of it, making like a can opener with that sword of hers.
Yes, I can see that. I was asking rhetorically.
Oh. Uh-oh, she got in there. Oh, ta-ta, Freilich family. And you're next, Drunkt.
Fortunately, I have more tricks up my jar. For example, these wings. The better part of valor is flying away!
Flying? Ha! Now he's talking my language. Joanie, you good to enact some biblical mayhem on the rest of those goose steppers while I go after Drunkt?
And then the wine and the dancing, Erhard?
Well, sure, kid. Sure.
Come on, God. Let's go do this.
All right. Now I'm gonna need some wings if I'm gonna catch up to Drenkt. Oh, now we can't have gone far. What is this? The radio light.
This isn't a fight you can win, Fraulein, for this is not my first stop on the timeline. It is my second. I visited first the 30th century. Have you heard of it?
Are you telling me you're loaded to bear with 30th century ordnance?
Yeah, the 30th century. Man has created so many novel and entertaining ways to shoot airplanes out of the sky in the 30th century. And the fudge? I think maybe a new kind of chocolate was discovered. Because the fudge is delicious in the 30th century. It's really good. I digress. I have you in my sights. Fraulein Earhart, prepare to die like it's 29.99. Was ist das? She lives? But how? 30th century matter cannons should have made short work of you.
And they would have if not for one thing.
Oh yeah? What's that?
I got my ordnance from the 31st century.
What?
Say hi to Hitler when I send him to join you in hell. That's your own fault for taking this into the clouds and... Oh, he can't hear me. Come in, Agent Adams. It's Earhart reporting from 15th century France.
I hear you, Agent Earhart.
Mission accomplished, Agent Adams. I'll rendezvous with my contact for a debriefing and then I'll head back your way. What do you say?
I'll debrief St. Joan myself, Agent. You're needed in Massachusetts in the year 1619. The Krauts have settled America before the Pilgrims.
Setting temporal shift, Abby. I'll see you on the other side.
This has been another aeronautical adventure with America's soaring sweetheart, Amelia Earhart. Brought to you by Patriot Brand Cigarettes. They're good for your constitution.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.